Srini Sarupalli is one of the foremost human change makers and peak performance experts in the world today. Widely considered as a change master, Srini uses a compelling combination of hypnosis and neuroconditioning to make powerful and life-lasting changes in people almost instantly. He's a sought-after speaker, teacher, and a mentor to many on the subjects of business and personal success. Srini offers many training programs to individuals and corporations alike. Regarded by many of the world's foremost speakers and trainers as a true transformational expert, Srini's radio and TV shows reach about 5 million people in the USA and beyond. Srini has addressed over 1 million people through his seminars, workshops, and presentations. He's been featured on ZTV USA and many other international media publications. Over 400,000 people listen to Srini's Success Talk on a daily basis across various radio and TV channels worldwide. Set the altitude of your expectations high, and here is Srini Sarupalli.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry, I'm just stepping into the station, and here my time started here already on air. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in, and appreciate you all joining me this morning, Saturday. I'm here every Saturday between 9 and 9:30 having this conversation with you. This is Success with Srini, a show on human design, human engineering, human excellence. My name is Srini Sarupalli. Every weekday, I go through this in my mind. You know, I have the show coming up. How do I structure a conversation? How do I come in? What do I say? What can I do? And the idea is this: how can I take someone who, from a point A to the point B, someone who is struggling, somebody who's challenged, something is going on in their life, something that they're not able to figure out which way to go, the emotions they're going through, the thoughts they're processing, and the situations through which they're going, and the suffering they're taking, what can be done, what idea, what thought, what suggestion, what concept, or what strategy that can be shared so that they can take themselves out from the point A and get to point B. In other words, they go from, they want to escape from where they are, and they arrive where they want to arrive, which is a situation of, you know, hope, a situation of possibility. The idea is that it's not about, you know, it's not about just simply going there, you know, just it's like, okay, so I have a job situation. I have a financial situation. I have a work situation. You know, what can be done? What are some of the things? Here is how I know this. I know this because I've been working with people. I've been working with people on different situations, different challenges, through one-on-one situations, through one-on-many situations, through my seminars, through workshops. And the idea is, what can be done? What can I share? What can I do to take them from whatever they are going through? And again, last week I was here, I was talking about, I said, listen, if you're born just now, you have a problem. You're just about to leave the earth, you have a problem. We all do have situations. We all have things that we need to deal with. What can be done? And I think one of the best things that we have in our access today is incredible knowledge, thanks to technology. And I think we work with incredible people. I think if you are in the Silicon Valley and you're doing whatever you're doing, doesn't matter what job you are in, what business you are in, it's not a point of conversation. Whatever you do, I think you are in an incredible mix of people who are, who can, if you reach out to, I think you can, it's wonderful. This is the environment where things happen. This is where ideas are born. This is where concepts are, the genesis of anything happens here. That's how I look. I think that I just was talking to the other day to a gentleman. I said, you're working in the Valley for this long and you're focused on building your career, your job, and you're like spending every day doing what you're doing, and you're somehow not in love with that which you are doing. I think you're missing the point. What's your best career advice? I said, my best advice to you is to just go fall in love with what you do. It's not the role, it's not the title that is important. It's not about any of those things. It's just that you wake up and you affirm to the job that you're doing. Just don't attach yourself, but affirm to the fact that you need to be, you're going there to the work because some people depend upon you. You're going there because your clients depend upon you. You're going there because there is a product that has been created, has been invested by many people ahead of you, and you got going there to enhance that. You want to keep that relationship, you want to enhance the product, you want to enrich the people who are looking up to you. That is why you're going there. It's not about, you get what you get because you are in that mindset. It's a byproduct of what you are doing. It's not about, you know, what can I get out of this? What, you know, let me take it away from whatever my share is and I just want to run away from this. It is not going to happen that way. It unfortunately doesn't. That mindset doesn't help. My name is Srini Sripalli. Thank you for tuning in. This is Success with Srini, a show on human design, human engineering, human excellence. I'm here every Saturday between 9 and 9:30 for a very small amount of time. But my idea is to have this conversation with you. The number in the studio is 888-818-0404. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. Maybe just a few minutes into the show, we'll open up, we'll take some, I mean, in fact, I have a career event coming up. I have a live event coming up. I was talking about that last week, if you are listening in live last week. You know, I got a few messages from people. I was testing, I was just seeing if the idea of a career event makes sense to you, makes sense to my audiences, makes sense to my listeners. I was testing that out in the last show. I'm starting this show today with the same idea. Is, you know, if there is a event where you come in, you have a challenge with your job, your career, and you are looking for some inspiration, you're looking for some motivation, and you really do not know which way to go. You know that you're expensing yourself. In other words, you're putting in the time. But somehow you have a wrong equation within which you are one of the variables. Like, you really don't like the company, you really don't like the product, you don't like the role that you're playing. It's a wrong equation, but you are a good variable, let's say. But how do you put yourself in a good equation? Because you are the right variable. Or maybe the equation is right, but somehow the variable is wrong. Maybe some skill, there is some skill gap. Maybe there is a, you know, there is a, a gap in the mindset, something, what can be done? And that's the idea. I talked about that last week, and I was testing to see if there is response to that. So I thought, okay, let's go do this. So I'm going to give away, maybe one or maybe two, we'll do a raffle draw and just give away two people who are willing to come to the career event. Now, the event is scheduled in August sometime over the weekend, maybe a Saturday, maybe Saturday, Sunday. Don't worry about the dates. Don't worry about, you know, it, just to do an event logistically, there's a lot of elements that have to go in. So, maybe it's a half a day event, maybe a full day event. Well, I get these emails all the time. If it was a one day event, I would have come. It's on a weekday, I would have come. Weekends are for my family. I get all those messages from people. You know, if that is the situation, maybe you don't need this, right? Maybe you don't need this. But if something is going on, something, you know, if a problem is so, it's disempowering you, it's overburdening you to a point where, man, I just need a solution to this. An idea or a technique, whatever it is, and you want to do that you want to learn that. So the event is a career event. The event is, how do I get a breakthrough in my job, in my career, in my whatever that's going on, right? And only you know what is going on. I cannot describe that. I cannot articulate that. But the event is about, you know, career, job. What can I do to get to the next level? What skills and what talents that I need to acquire? Where do I stand with what is needed of me versus what I'm putting in? Maybe what, you know, my line of engagement is incorrect. How do I fix it? How do I align myself? So if these are some of the things that you can relate to, then this event, this career event, is for you. Again, this is, I'm doing this for the fourth time in the last 4 years, 5 years. Happens once a year, technically. But then this year, because of my other commitments, I was out, on an expedition, and I was out for a long period of time. So I thought, okay, maybe it makes sense. The last time this event happened was last year in August. So it makes sense to kind of do this year. That's the mindset. Again, if this is of interest to you and you want to build a remaining of your career, whatever the time is left, right? We all have some time left. you know, we don't know what is that amount of time, but then we want to make that relevant. We want to make that impactful. We want to make that, it's less about productivity. I get these calls all the time, like people, you know, and I'm not productive. I want to be more focused. I want to be more productive. Well, the fact of the matter is, I want to be more relevant. I need to be more impactful. That should be the conversation at this time, you know, and ask them how long you're working. I'm working for 20 years. Said, well, you change that conversation in your mind. It's not about productivity. It's not about focus. It's more about being relevant. It's more about being impactful. You know, and you could just work for like 20 minutes and produce a masterpiece, and you can work 20 hours and you cannot. And you know, that is the fact. Because all these years of experience, all this understanding, all that should put you in a position where with minimal amount of time, you should be able, or with maximum understanding, with a minimal amount of time, you produce the best that you can. And just those shifts in that understanding create miracles, not only for yourself, but for all the people who depend upon you, who report to you. You know, it just creates amazing things for them. Now, look at the flip side. The flip side is you have an idea, you have a mindset that I'm not good, I'm not being able to produce what I'm producing. I lack focus. Now, you step yourself like that into a workplace. You step like that into your own business. And then you have all the people around you. You are unconsciously now making them unproductive because that's how you think and that's how they start thinking. It's amazing how we rub off each other in an environment like that. It's like I don't talk about these things to anyone, Srini. I hear that in my consultations. And the answer to that is yes, you don't talk to, but then somehow magically that's the energy you are radiating. That's how they relate to you. And that's what happens. So you become weak on the top, everybody below the ladder, below the hierarchy. Or forget about the lower part of the hierarchy. Even your peers will start reading that and then they will become less and less engaged with you, whatever you're doing. And then that's from there on, it's just a path downhill. It's very hard to stop a stone or a rock that is going downhill. It has to naturally stop. You cannot stop it. Srini at SriniSaripolli.com is my email address. The number in the studio is 888-818-0404. You have a question for me. You have a situation that is going on in your professional life. And I'll tell you something interesting. You know, you have a career situation going on, you go to a career coach. You are having a life situation going on, you go to a life coach. You have a sports situation going on, you go to a sports coach. Right? The truth of the matter is, if you start analyzing the situation and the factors that contribute to your situation, and then the people involved along in those factors, and you start going deeper into an individual with a problem, you start seeing that majority of their life situations have to deal with two or three emotions. The underlying two or three emotions are fundamentally responsible for every other thing that's happening in their life externally. It's amazing how that connection happens. So there is a possibility that your resume is good. There is a possibility that your LinkedIn profile is good. There's a possibility that you have all the credentials and all the experience and all the know-how and all the capabilities and skills that otherwise for you to get to wherever you want to get to in your mind. Okay, you think that you could be somewhere, and I think you have all the collateral. The connection between the collateral and where you want to go, that the connection is the mindset. The connection is how you understand yourself, how you relate to yourself, the narrative that you give yourself, the narrative that you present outside. There's a concept called BMIR. When we are in the coaching situation, the mentoring situation. BMIR stands for Behavioral Manifestations of Internal Representations. In other words, behaviorally we manifest outside the way we internally represent the way we are to ourselves. When the internal representation is incorrect or disconnected or there's some distortion there, externally you may come across as inconsistent. Externally, whatever you present becomes somewhat just not in sync with what you're seeking. Nothing wrong. And that's why I say, you know, usually it's a very simple fix. Very simple fix. It's not complicated. You don't need to be in a situation where you are trying to structure your career, your job, your business for years and years. It's a simple fix. Question is, at what level the fix is? Situationally, you can keep on changing jobs. You can keep on changing your affiliations on the ground. But then that's one part of the situation. The bigger part of it is, how do you build what identity you have, what values you have, you know, what behaviors you exhibit, what actions you take at the highest level? That's what matters. Job, titles, roles, swapped. They can be. They can be changed very easily. But unfortunately, people move from one job to the other, you know, taking that same behavior, so the same actions and the same mindset, same identities. Usually, from every time they make that hop, the baggage is increasing. And then they have incorrect references from there on, and always blaming the situation around and making, in other words, victimizing themselves along the way. What is the fix? The fix is very simple, that you need to understand that this is an internal game, that internally, if we can shift ourselves, then the external situations will reflect that. That's the idea behind this. And one big major component of all this is hypnosis, which I specialize in. I am a big advocate of that, and I talk about that all the time. You know, you can do wonders by simply changing the conflict that's happening internally between the conscious and the unconscious mind, and you can shift majority of the outward things that you're doing. Very easily done through the power of hypnosis. And I think the best way to bring your conscious and unconscious brain into sync is the power of hypnosis. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. Let me do this. Aaron is telling me I have less than 7 minutes available here. So I'm giving away 2 tickets to people. The first 2 callers implicitly win to come to my career event, the Career Breakthrough Workshop. Tentatively scheduled for August, possibly towards the last weekend or maybe the 9th and 10th. I do not know. I'm just working through the logistics. But listen, you win. There is nothing to sign up. There's nothing to pay. None of those things. You win. You win. If you can come, you can come. If you cannot come, then you're still a winner, right? We still have the pleasure. You have the pleasure of winning in this moment. And I have the pleasure of having you at my event. If the dates don't work out, it's okay. It's perfectly fine. And I'll see. I'm also working through my own, there are multiple places we're looking into for the event. So some place I have a 1 day available. I don't think I can do whatever I want to do in 1 day. And in some locations, I'm getting a half-day availability of a room, so I do not know if that's doable. So I'm looking for a little bit longer engagement, maybe 2 days kind of a deal. So I'm not able to find locations, so we'll figure this out. And there are some of my old event managers are working on that, and the prior events that we did, so they're working on that. So I think it's going to pan out one way or the other. But then if this is of interest to you, that's the bigger part. If this is of something to you, you are welcome to call in 888-818-0404. I just want to assess the interest. And if you are, trust me, people have paid $1,000 to come to this event in the previous year. So you are in for an incredible hands-on, deep, engaging event that is going to take you to a whole different level in terms of understanding of who you are and what can you do for whatever time that is remaining now. And use maximizing the time as an opportunity. Time is the opportunity, by the way. There's no other opportunity. It's the time that the way we use time and the way we engage with time is creating the opportunity. It's not about opportunities just coming to us. So the shift is the bigger part. And I want to teach that in an extensive manner. I'm inviting a couple of my friends. I was talking to them last night to see if they can come to the event also. So there's a lot of things I'm doing. Time is very less. I have a caller. Wow, okay. So hi, thanks for calling in. What's your name, please? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling in. What's your name, please, sir?
Raj.
Raj, thank you for calling. Just for the draw, right?
Well, for the draw, and then also want to say thank you for a great show. I have been listening to you on and off.
Thank you, Raj.
I appreciate the knowledge you have been sharing with the community.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to attend your event and see what I can learn out of it.
Excellent, Raj. Thank you. I got your name in, and And what's the one thing that you are seeking? Let's say the dates work out, let's say you can make yourself available. What is the one thing that you're seeking at the event? And what is the one thing you're looking for?
Two things. One, what I can learn from you. You have been coaching people across the board, and I want to learn something out of your experience. And second, as you go through your own changes and you are pretty happy where I am right now, so I'm thinking, do you take the risk one more time and go to the next level or enjoy the success and look for your risk and reward?
Right.
So I'm hoping that that's something during those 1 day or 2 day sessions I'll be able to pick up.
Excellent. You actually bring up an awesome point. And I'm going to use a few remaining minutes and kind of expand on what you just said, Raj. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. So Raj made an incredible point. Here is how this is. And I'm going to just sum it up quickly and we'll take more calls. So number in the studio is 888-818-0404. You want your name in the draw. Raj, you are the implicit winner because you are the first and the only caller so far. Time is running out, but if somebody else calls in, okay, we are giving two tickets to the Career Breakthrough Workshop that's coming up very quickly here. We do not have the dates yet, maybe 1 day event, maybe 2 day event, sometime happening in August. So you're welcome to call in 888-818-0404. Raj, to your point, let me sum it up. We all, regardless of who we are, what we do, we come to a point where suddenly, all the achievements and all that has, we stack up all the achievements through our engagements and through over a period of time. And there comes a point where we feel we suddenly hit a void and we really do not know what that void is, how to give a voice to that void. And that is, I'm not uncomfortable anymore. I want to stretch myself. I'm not feeling the stretch anymore. I'm not pushing myself to the edge anymore. And I want to get to the edge. I want to deal with some unknowns. Now that I've comfortable reached a stage in my life, I want to deal with unknowns. So these are some of the needs. And these needs define us, who we are going forward. And some people suppress these needs by saying, I have a paycheck, I have liabilities and responsibilities, and they just follow along with time. Thank you for calling in. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Anand. I'm calling from San Jose.
Anand from San Jose. Thank you, Anand. I got your name in. And what's the one takeaway that you're seeking at the event, if you're coming?
I just heard your speech. The whole point is I also wanted to check, whether holding my the career here is good or should I improve to the next level or not.
Excellent.
But that's the whole point.
Excellent. So I got your name in and you are second winner. You are the winner if I don't have another caller. Okay, I have a call. Okay, let Anand, maybe not. Your name is going to go into a draw. Okay, thanks for calling in. Your name, please.
My name is Aarti.
Aarti?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
I'm from Fremont,
excellent. Aarti, tell me, Aarti, what is that one takeaway you are seeking if you are coming to the event?
I am also in the phase of career shifting, so I just want my thoughts to be reaffirmed.
Okay.
I have been listening to your show every now and then,
okay.
And I just caught the last few minutes, but so I really don't know what you're planning to talk in the event.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do, Aarti. I'm going to have today's show will go as a podcast on my website. It should be up and running on my website, srinisaripalli.com, within the next 2 or 3 hours, it should be up. I want you to go back, listen to the show.
Great.
Not because you win the ticket. That's not the point. But I want you to be, maybe I did not do a good job. Maybe I didn't communicate the right way. Maybe my thoughts were not clear on the show. I want you to listen to it for a second, and then see if it makes sense to kind of make the call for you to come. Okay, I just want you to be 100% sure to come to the event, not because you heard me say something.
Okay, sure.
Perfect. Excellent. So, okay, so I got your name in. Okay, so I have 30 seconds remaining, and I think if I've gotten like 10 or 15, callers today, maybe 10 callers, then I think it would have made sense to kind of do a draw. I think. Only we got 3 callers today. I'm thankful to you for calling in. I take your calls with same level of enthusiasm that the way I started my first show 10 years ago here in the Bay Area. So same level of enthusiasm. It's an absolute honor to take your calls. But today, all 3 of you are winners. So here is what you have to do. Send me an email, srini@srinisaripalli.com. It doesn't make any sense to do a draw. I don't have time. It's a waste of time, according to me. If there were a lot of callers, I would have done that. srini@srinisaripalli.com. srinisaripalli.com is the website. My time is up. It was an honor. Thank you all. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Bye now. Thank you.